Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Simon, son of John, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you truly love me?" When Jesus asked that question, Peter must have thought, "Hey, just a minute, how can you even ask that after what I've been through with you? Remember, I was the one who even followed you to the house of the high priest after you were seized in Gethsemane." Well, if Peter thought it, he didn't voice it. Yet when Jesus challenged his answer by asking the same question 3 times, Peter was disturbed. Now, should you be confronted with that question, how would you answer? If he should make the question a bit more personal and ask, "Do you love me more than gardening or golf on Sunday morning? More than sleeping in? More than making a bit more money by twisting the truth?" What would you say? Ouch, that's rather personal, isn't it? But isn't that reality? When the communists took over in China, according to David Aikman, one of ARD's most knowledgeable observers of Chinese affairs, there were about 1 million Christians. Then persecution began. As many as half the people who called themselves Christians turned their backs on their faith and went the other way. The price was too high, their love too weak. Now, could that happen where you are? It has happened before, and it could happen again. It did happen with hordes of communist soldiers descended on Korea in the 1950s. According to Dr. Billy Kim, hostile soldiers surrounded one small church in North Korea, and taking the artist's rendering of the image of Jesus, placed it outside the church, commanding the people to file by the picture and to trample on it or face death. What a horrendous thing to have to do. Some reasoned, "We'll do it, but we really don't mean what we're doing." One girl, though, defiantly cried out, "I refuse to do it. I love him too much to step on that picture." Then, says Kim, the officer in charge said, "Anyone who would deny his Lord would also deny the state and is not worthy to live." And it was her life, not those who denied their faith, which was spared. Do you really love him, the one whom you call Savior? In the early months of this past century, a revival started in the little country of Wales. When the coal miners were converted, their profanity also stopped, but bedlam broke out in the mines where the mules pulling the carts of ore no longer heard the cursing to which they had become accustomed. But what many do not know is that this great move of God in the little country of Wales was actually begun by a teenage girl. She stood up in a prayer meeting and quietly said, "I do love the Lord." And then she began weeping and she said it again, "I do love the Lord." No great sermon, no theological revolution, no light shining from above, a simple declaration of a sincere, heartfelt love coming from the lips of a teenage girl. Think about it. Today we've heard a great deal about God's great love for us, but what about your love for Him? May our hearts reflect the words of Elizabeth Prentice's hymn, "More love to Thee, O Christ, more love to Thee. Hear Thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to Thee. More love to Thee, more love to Thee." 3 times Peter answered Jesus' question, "Do you love me?" Then Jesus said simply, "Follow me." It's the only way to prove you do love him.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.